Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Hey, all those folks that waited on the line, you did not wait in vain. Tim Staples is here, and we are ready to go. And thank you to everybody who called and helped to fill the phone lines up before we went to the break. That was, I think we did a pretty good to excellent first hour. I don't know how the actual numbers, but they come in somewhere between pretty good and excellent. Tim Staples, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, thank you for being here.
It is wonderful to be with you. And man, this thing is popping.
The microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah. Or maybe Woo. You are. Maybe you just are in great voice today.
Yes, it's great to be here because, you know, I just love to raise money to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is nothing better to spend your money on. Zero. There is nothing. Even your dinner tonight is not as important. Amen.
And look who you're talking to. And I'll even say amen to that. Look who you're talking to, and I'll say amen. Amen to
because
that.
Because we're talking about spiritual food from heaven that Jesus talked about. I have meat to eat that you know not of. And what was he speaking about? The Word of God and the ultimate experience of the Word of God in the Eucharist. That we as Catholics are able to share in the very life of God day in and day out, every day, Cy Kellett, those who can. But if not, we have the greatest gift in the universe in the source and summit of our faith, the Eucharist, which is Jesus Christ communicating his life to us. There's simply nothing better than that. And that, folks, that's why we're here. That's what everything that we do is ordered toward bringing people to that experience, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in the way he wills us to have that personal relationship, and that is by consuming him, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. That is first and foremost. So, folks, please, we really got to pick up the phones right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365, but we got to pick it up now. And you know what, Cy, right at the start here, I'd like to challenge some folks here to give that $10,000 gift. We've not had one in a while. And I know there's some folks that can give a $10,000 gift right now and really get this hour off to a start. So don't wait till the end. Go ahead, pick up the phone now at 888-291-8000. We've got some $5,000 givers out there, $2,000 givers, $1,000 givers. And I know we've got lots of folks who can be that $100 a month giver. Oh, do we love those, Cy Kellett?
Yes, $100
a month givers. We've got those $25 a month givers. And you know, folks, over time, you have to remember, you that can give are such a blessing to us because we have a lot of folks that are listening right now, Cy. And you know, we hear from them that say, man, I would love to give, but I can't right now. I'm out of work. Or we just really can't afford it, but we are praying for you. We get those messages. So those of you who can give, you're giving for them as well. So please, maybe you're already a $25 a month giver. Maybe you can double that to $50 a month. But if you can give, you are blessed. Pick up that phone, 888-291-8000, because you're given for others as well who can't. And most importantly, it's because of you that the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be propagated literally around the world.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me just take 30 seconds to get it all reset for you about what the matches are and all of that. And then I'm just going to let Tim talk to the folks on the phone because I know that's what you are listening for. We only have to raise money 4 times a year. We've been able to do it for 20-something years to keep this show on the air. If you will give, we can just go to the phones. You can call 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can text CATHOLIC to $24,365. If you come in at the $50 a one-time or $50 a month level or any amount that's $50 or more, we're going to give you how to talk about Jesus with anyone. We're going to give you why we're Catholic, and your money is going to be doubled. If you can go up to the $500 a month level, we're going to add the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testaments to that, and your money is tripled. 888-291-8000. If you will keep calling, we will just keep taking calls for Tim. Nathan is in San Antonio, Texas, watching on YouTube. Welcome, Nathan.
Hey, Si. Thank you. Hi, Tim.
Hello. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. I was actually on yesterday, and I was very intrigued about calling again because I have kind of a follow-up question because I had mentioned I was Church of Christ. I was raised Church of Christ.
Gotcha.
My wife's actually Catholic. She runs a Catholic preschool, so I'm always helping her with those snack runs, filling up the car with 300 pounds of peaches and fruit snacks.
All right.
Yeah.
Right on.
So being that I was raised Church of Christ, yes. I want to know if my understanding of faith is even compatible or at least in the right direction with Catholicism. And what I mean by that is I've always had the distinction, you know, being Church of Christ, that's not necessarily in the same realm as that's Protestantism, right. as we
Correct.
Understand the imputation. And,
Correct.
So I've always believed there is a difference, a stark difference between obedience and pious works.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, read Hebrews 11, you know, by faith, Abraham sought after his inheritance, and by faith, Noah constructed the ark.
Yes.
And they were commended. And so many people after them, Sarah, Enoch, and a bunch of others were listed. And all of these reasons, they weren't commended just for their ascent, you know? And it's one thing for God to get man's cooperation by choice, but it's also another for God to apply necessary pressure to accomplish his will. Like Jonah and the whale, he didn't want to preach to the Ninevites. God showed him, okay, you're going to do it anyways. So God desires man's involvement in some capacity. So in fast forward into the New Testament, whenever, you know, we read how these men were cut to the heart, that just means they've identified the problem.
Right.
Like, Oh no! What must we do?
Sure.
And so my understanding of faith, this all builds to it, is that I've always understood obedience is in tuned with faith, to where it is your faith, because I've believed that, you know, you've heard the Church of Christ saying, like, hearing, believing, repentance, baptism, the 4-5-step formula.
Mm-hmm. I got to move you to a question though, Nathan.
Yeah.
Did you want to put it in the form of a question?
So here you go. Here's my question. Is this correct, that hearing is faith listening, believing is faith understanding, repentance is faith turning, and baptism is faith responding? Would you say that is an accurate assessment, and is that aligned with Catholicism?
Right, yeah. I would have to tweak it a bit. I would say prima facie, right, on its face, those words are correct, but we would have to tweak, of course, because of the Church of Christ's lack of understanding of original sin and the nature of sanctifying grace. There would have to be some tweaking, but basically the Church of Christ is very close to us in its emphasis, and not just that obedience comes necessarily because of the imputation that Protestants talk about, but is not actually part of your justification or process of salvation, because the Church of Christ understands that an ongoing relationship with Jesus is necessary for salvation. That's where the Church of Christ gets it right, but we would have to tweak again the understanding of sanctifying grace, the nature of that transformation that happens through baptism that makes us a new creature so that we can, in fact, perform those good works that are meritorious in him. And the Church of Christ, at least as I understand it, Nathan, doesn't like using the phrase meritorious, But I think understanding, as I think I do, the Church of Christ, they understand that salvation is a reward for good works accomplished in cooperation with God, which also makes them very much closer to us than Protestants. So they're farther away from us in as much as they deny original sin and the necessity of sanctifying grace from the very beginning of one's life, even as a baby. They're a bit farther away from us, but they're closer to us when it comes to good works and the cooperation that's necessary, like you just laid out for us. But Nathan, right now, we're going to have to move on. I appreciate your call, brother, and I would like to talk to you more in the future. And God bless you. And folks, you know what? Conversations like this is the reason why you need to pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000. And call and give some money, okay? 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. We need to hear from you guys. We've only got 3 active callers right now. We've got 15 agents that are waiting to hear from you. So, folks, can you be that $10,000 caller that we talked about earlier, that $5,000, that $2,000 caller? Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. And remember, because Tim Staples just asked for $10,000, $5,000, $2,000 does not mean, oh, well, they don't want my $25 gift. That's a lie from the devil, okay? Because we need all of us right now, the $25 a month givers. You are our bread and butter. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. That one-time $50 gift, that one-time $100 gift, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from all of you. 888-291-8000.
In the studio with us now, President of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. How's it going out there, Chris?
Sai, it's going great. And I just, there we are. Now I hear myself. Sai, it's going great. Should I repeat what I said?
Please do.
Yeah, there we go. But before we go into the heart of the matter here, I just want to congratulate you on the remarkable staff you have here in the studio, especially Darren Delosier, the producer.
Yeah.
So I was making my way into the studio, and he said, as I'm on my way, and he said, don't trip over any cables. And I'm like, Darren, I've known you, I don't know, for close to 12 years now. That's like the soundest advice you have given me.
It's a death trap in here.
And can I say, I safely navigated my way to this chair.
You did it.
So, my friends, that is the quality of the staff at Catholic Answers, Darren Delosier right there, and the whole crew. Edgar and Johnny on the cameras doing a superb job. When you support Catholic Answers Live, it's not just the decades of accumulated knowledge of the sui generis Tim Staples. Can I say sui generis on the air?
Yes, you can.
In a category by himself, right? In a category by himself of Tim Staples, or the absolute just magnetic charm of Sai Kellett. Right?
You can't say that on the air.
Actually, it's the magnanimous heart, which is the best thing about you, Sai.
So he has 2 things to confess now.
Yeah, right.
It's all the people here. Amen. It's the ladies in customer service. It's the team on our development department. It's Donna Barrick and her extraordinary marketers. The amazing content that the Apologists of Catholic Answers create. The books that they write, edited by Todd Aguilera and Drew Belsky, all that work no one would know about were it not for the extraordinary work of the marketing department. When you call in today with your gift, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, it's the fullness of that team that you are supporting. And my friends, look here, there are 17 lines open right now, and we do need to fill those up if we're going to meet our goals. So please call. This is a perfect time to call in. You will not have to wait. 888-291-8000. Sai, let me say one more thing.
Please.
My friends, when you call, you can use your credit card to pay. But if you're one of these folks who prefers not to, we take Apple Pay. We take Google Pay. We take ACH. Do you know what ACH stands for?
It's Sorry. Like Apple Pay and Google Pay, but different though.
It is very it's a direct transfer out of your checking account.
Oh, I got a lot of those. I need more in.
888-291-8000. 18 lines open. My friends, call now. 888-291-8000. So if you don't want to use your credit card, there's other ways that we can take your gift. Text Catholic to 24365. That's 24365. Do you know how they come up with that?
24 hours a day, 365
you
days a year. That's how often we love Jesus.
888-291-8000. 18 lines open. Psy Kelly.
888-291-8000. Tim Staples, our guest in the studio with us, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. If you give right now $50 or more, it's all matched dollar for dollar. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. If $500 or more, it's double match. So let's just call it your money is tripled. 888-291-8000.
17 lines open.
It's a lot of lines open. I kind of want you to stay for the next call, Chris.
I'm going to stay, but before we take the call, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
It is your show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so 888-291-8000. I especially appreciated that Tim made the point, a gift of any size. So here's a quick story. I was talking to my friends today at Oklahoma Catholic Radio. They're one of the regional affiliates. They cover.
Boy, are they great.
They are fantastic. God bless these guys. They cover the state of Oklahoma. This is how they
start. The lowest Catholic population by percentage in the country, and they've covered that state with Catholic.
And by the way, two of the greatest bishops in the country, right? Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Okay, so this is a Lowe's and Fish's story, Tim. They began by renting time on a local AM station 2 hours a day to carry, I'll give you one guess, what program?
What? Catholic Answers.
Catholic Answers Live. Catholic Answers
I
Live.
I had to really think.
Yeah, and so this is, so they started there, and now they've got 11, 12, a dozen towers covering nearly the fullness of the state of Oklahoma. Yeah. So my friends, when that young man showed up with his exactly how many loaves and fishes Tim, one of you guys can tell me.
Oh, I
Bible.
Can tell you, but I want to let Tim. But
five loaves and two fish.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
what I was
that
say.
Doesn't sound like fishes. A lot, yeah. Right? But it this wasn't. Jesus is not about metrics, my friend.
Amen,
he
brother.
Is not about metrics. He is most interested in what you are doing out of love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
13 lines open. Thank you, my friends. Fill up these lines. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. 11 lines open. Let's fill them up. Let's get to zero. 888-291-8000. So, my friends, whatever you are able to do, whether it's one time 25 or 25 a month or $25,000, all of that money is going to continue to fuel this extraordinary radio program. 12 yeah. lines open, my friends.
Let's go.
888-291-8000.
All right, just guess about both of you. What country is the next call coming from? Anybody got a guess?
Mozambique.
United States.
It is coming from Elise, listening on the Catholic Answers app in Japan. Delighted to have you.
I was close.
I was going to guess Japan.
Mozambique, Japan, right next
11
to
11 lines open. Call now.
Hi, Elise. You got a question for Tim?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. Well, actually, I'm a revert.
Welcome back.
0.3 population of Catholics in Japan, so I'm getting my kids baptized, and my husband is also in RCIA right now.
Glory to God, bless you.
It's amazing, really. It's my son, my 15-year-old son, that toppled everything over for me. He said, "I want to be Catholic."
What God can do, Tim.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So, how can we help you, Elise?
So the thing is that my husband, he's the oldest son in his family, and he's supposed to inherit the family graveyard, and it's Buddhist, and we're all supposed to get buried there eventually. And I'm a bit concerned about the fact that when you get buried in a Buddhist cemetery, they give you this thing called a kaimyo, which is a Buddhist name after you die, so it helps you cross over into the other world.
Right.
And I wonder if it would be a problem. My husband says that, it'll be after we're all dead, so it maybe doesn't matter.
Right.
I understand what he's saying, but I'm wondering if it's okay.
Yeah. We get this question all the time, Elise.
Yeah. Well, Elise, there is a really simple answer, Elise.
in many countries around the world, Catholics are not able to be buried in a Catholic cemetery because they're simply not available. And so the church has dealt with that for centuries. And so basically what all you need is to have a priest. You get permission from the bishop. You talk to your pastor, and they will bless you and bless that site of your burial. And just like that, it doesn't matter. You know, the beautiful thing about being a Catholic, Chris, is our priests rock.
They do.
They have power from Jesus Christ, and our bishops rock. And so they can bless that site for you, and that becomes a sacred space to bury your loved ones. So again, you want to talk to your pastor who will arrange things for you.
Does that help you, Elise?
Yes, thank you very much. We are lucky to have a really great priest.
Wonderful.
For the church that we go to. So,
can I ask you a question? You're in Japan. How did you find Catholic Answers?
Yes. Online, because actually with the whole thing about us going back to the church, I needed to help bridge the part of the reasoning for being a Catholic.
Yes.
For me. And I started to listen to Trent Horn and actually Jimmy Akin a lot too. And then I found that there's this show and I listen to it every day.
Praise God.
It helps me learn.
Oh, Elise.
Because we're all learning, relearning.
Beautiful.
It's such a beautiful story. Thank you, Elise. I hope you'll call again. It was delightful to get to talk with you.
Elise, are you a reader of Shusaku Endo? Are you a Shusaku Endo fan?
No.
Oh, okay. I understand he's a controversial character.
How about Ernest Hemingway? We'll go through all the novelists with you.
I said the what Japanese novelist. I know, he's a Catholic.
I know.
888-291-8000. My friends, 13 lines open.
Thank you, Elise. God bless you, sister. We'll talk to you again, I hope.
888-291-8000. Cy, Tim, where is there another radio program where we're going to get a call from Japan to ask that question?
And you know,
there's sort of an analog here in the United States, I suppose, like if you wanted to be buried in a military cemetery.
Exactly.
Or a veteran cemetery, and there's not a special Catholic
Absolutely.
Space.
Absolutely. Like my father is buried at Quantico.
Yep.
So, yeah, that applies there as well.
But that's part of what we get to do because people keep us on the air. I mean, people are finding Catholic Answers all around the world. We get calls from Turkey. We got a call just earlier from the UK. Can you believe that there's Christians in the UK? But we did. You're not even laughing. You're like,
Sigh. Wait a minute. What do we know about the RCIA or the OCIA classes in the UK last year? You know,
they're
double,
going up.
Triple the size.
Yeah, that's right.
Same thing in France. 888.
And next, Japan.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. My friends, there are 13 lines open. Let's do this.
Let's
try to get down to zero lines open while we're talking here.
Let's do this. 888-291-8000.
So just now's the time to call. You've been waiting to call. I'm going to help Chris and Tim and Cy get to zero lines. 888-291-8000. Pledge whatever you can. Here's what I want to say, Cy. What most struck me about what Elise said, and you asked her how she found Catholic Answers. She said, I found you all online. My friends, we're living in this extraordinary time of the internet. And look, I know 888-291-8000. I know the internet is fraught with all kinds of ills and demons crawling all over it. But there are angels as well who are crawling all over it, or flying, I should say,
right?
And they are helping Catholic Answers spread the gospel. And anyone today, 888-291-8000, who wants to know the truth can find it.
Amen.
Can find it. Cy, I keep coming back to that one fellow who was on the show here almost a year ago, Jeremy Christensen, was that his name?
From the Mormon Church.
Yeah, from the Susquehanna to the Tiber. His comment, he said the worst thing that happened to the LDS Church was the internet.
Yeah.
Because anybody can look it up now. And my friends, 888-291-8000, 12 lines open. Please call now. 888-291-8000. 11 lines open. Please call.
We can do this. 888-291-8000.
And it isn't just it's not just LDS. There are so many Protestants right now who are looking at the contradictions that they have been told and accepted, because sure, there was a time, okay, my Baptist pastor said this to me. He told me that Catholics worship statues or whatever it is.
Yep.
There was no way for me to go verify that claim. But now actually you can go and verify that claim and find out that it's a false one.
Yeah.
888-291-1000. 11 lines open. So now is the time, my friends. We are living in this extraordinary moment of evangelization, aided by information technology. Yes. It's manifestly magnificent, and more souls are coming in. And you, my friends, 9 lines open. Please keep calling.
We can do this. Come on.
888-291-8000. It is because of your support Amen. That Elise's 15-year-old son and now her yes. entire family are becoming Catholics.
Amen. Praise God for
and
that.
You know, Chris,
10 lines open.
Those caricatures of Catholicism are also multiplied through the internet all over the world. The caricatures, the falsities, and that's why we're here. Because, folks, we need to answer those. Unfortunately, we run into people all the time who have never heard the answer to some of those. Why do you call priests father when Jesus says don't call anybody father? What is this about the Inquisition? I was taught from the time I was a kid. And they've never heard the answer, Chris, until they happen upon this Catholic.com, Catholic Answers Live. And so it goes. Folks, you are helping us to get those and thousands of more answers to these folks when you pick up 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
We're going to be gone for a couple minutes. Perfect time to call. They can get you done in 90 seconds if you call 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by 4 stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a 2-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, our guest. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers, in here in studio with us. And I'm just meditating during the break on the extraordinary thing that just happened. Elise called from Japan, and early morning in Japan, probably 7 or 8 in the morning there in Japan. And her family coming into the Catholic Church because they discovered Trent and Jimmy and then Catholic Answers Live. She said she watches Catholic Answers Live every day now, yeah. And they're all coming into the church. It's amazing. Like, on this side of the world, people are coming into the faith because people support Catholic Answers Live.
Because of your generosity, folks. That's the reason. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, Chris.
12 lines open, Tim.
St. Paul. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, when he talks about the gifts that the Philippians gave and how they ascend up as an offering before the throne of God, implying they are meritorious for salvation, right? Awesome, that text of Scripture. But, you know, we don't often connect that to when you give gifts to Catholic Answers.
Yes.
You can insert that right into Philippians 4:19 and understand that these gifts, when you're giving them as an act of charity, an act of love, in cooperation with the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are participating in all of the good works and labors here at Catholic Answers, and you are cooperating with Jesus Christ in meriting salvation for you and others.
888-291-8000. And Tim, and of course, you've made the supernatural point, and I'll make the canonical one. If you support Catholic Answers, you are fulfilling the precept to support the church. Catholic Answers is an apostolate of the Catholic Church. We are grafted to the vine. We are recognized by the Bishop of San Diego as an apostolate in good standing. And so you are fulfilling your obligation, and it is an obligation, to support the church. 888-291-8000. 12 lines open. Cy, this is what I really loved what you said during the break about Elise and her friends in Japan there. They are part of our family. They're part of the Catholic Answers family. So, my friends, all of you who are listening, 888-291-8000, you belong to this family of which Elise and her family are a part. All of us bound up here in the mystical body of Christ. And you desire, I know you do, 888-291-8000, for all of your family members to experience the fullness of the love of Jesus Christ, the fullness of his mercy, the grace of his sacraments, the fullness of his truth. And we have separated brethren, we have our Protestant brothers and sisters who are now, they're looking at, well, I've been taught this and it's not making sense and I can't understand it. And if there were some place for me to go to get some clarity on this question, where would I go? And here it is. It's Catholic Answers Live. It's Catholic.com. It's Catholic Answers. And we, because of your support, my friends, and because of the talent and the love, mostly the love of Jesus Christ, of this staff. The talent's important, but it starts with the love of Jesus Christ that everyone on this staff has. Yes. 888-291-8000. You are going to bring more and more soul to Jesus Christ. And my friends, this is what's going to happen, and I don't know exactly what our Lord is going to say. It's going to be more eloquent than this, but it's going to be something like this. You're going to meet him, and he's going to ask you, what did you do to tell more people about my son?
Praise God,
He's going to ask you that. Amen. I promise
all
you.
Of us. He's
going to ask me. Now, if it doesn't make you tremble a little bit, it does me right now.
Amen.
888-291-8000. One of the things you're going to be able to say is, I supported this amazing radio show where they had so much knowledge, but they weren't just knowledgeable. They were joyful. Amen. And they were charitable. And, you know, and they had a sense of humor besides. And so it was engaging and it was delightful to listen to. I supported that. And I know that program brought a lot of souls into the Catholic faith.
You know, Chris, if folks could see the thousands and thousands of testimonies, we share them regularly during this drive. But folks, it is a daily occurrence. Every time I go out, folks, I've told you this before, Cy, many times, every single time I'm getting ready to go to Santa Clarita this weekend to speak at a men's conference. And you know what I'm going to hear? I'm going to have men one after another that are going to come up and say, Tim, please tell the people at Catholic Answers, I'm here because of you guys. We hear it every single time. I never go, Chris. I could be in Malaysia, India, Australia, or down the street.
Japan now.
Never. Now Japan. You got it. I haven't been there yet.
Elise, invite him to Japan.
Yes. But the point is, folks, that is what you are participating in when you call right now, 888-291-8000. You're supporting it, but even more, you are participating in it. My friends, 888-291-8000, and we need those big gifts right now. Remember, it's going to be all of us together. We need that $10,000 gift, that $5,000 gift, that $2,000 gift, but we also need that $25 a gift or that $25 a month gift, $50 a month. Folks, it's all of us together that's going to make our goal.
Apple Pay, Google Pay, ACH, text Catholic to 24365, 888-291-8000. My friends, there are 10 lines open right now. I don't think we've gotten
to zero. Nine is the lowest.
Nine
we've
is lowest. We've, nine,
nine
is lowest. Come on, my friends.
Let's go.
There we go. There's nine.
Let's get to eight.
Yes, call now.
291.
Call right now. Call quickly.
Somebody call real quick to break the record.
Hey, while you're calling, I'm going to let Tim answer a question.
Let's do it.
We want to make sure we get. And we're taking a trip around the world this hour, going to Orlando, down in Mexico, watching on YouTube. Bienvenidos, Orlando. You got a question for Tim?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
And I want to say I appreciate anybody that can defend their worldview. I think it's awesome that all you are there defending your worldview.
Thank you, Orlando.
Okay. My question is regarding the problem of evil and
yes.
the issue I have.
Simple little issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, a little issue. The issue is the traditional or the typical answer
yes.
that is God can bring forth greater good from suffering.
Absolutely.
Sure. If I adopt the Christian or the Catholic worldview, sure, that is logically possible for God to do,
mm-hmm.
bring forth greater good from suffering.
Yes.
But my question is the follow-up question,
mm-hmm.
which is, can God bring forth that same greater good without the suffering? If it's logically possible for God to bring forth that
right.
same greater good
right.
without the suffering, then suffering is unnecessary.
Okay, Orlando, real quick. Yeah, here's the answer real quick. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, when God creates, the instant he creates something that's not him, that he creates is infinitely beneath him, infinitely. So he could always create something better. But in his wisdom, and we will never know why he was disposed to do what he did a zillion years in heaven, because ultimately that is known only to the mind of God. Why did he choose to create this creation? Right? So objectively speaking, yes, he could have created a greater creation that he has here. He could have created a creation where there would never be any evil at all, and there would be enormous good. In fact, greater good than what will come out of this creation, because he could have made something better. However, having said that, you said, could he bring about that greater good, that same greater good? And the answer is no. God cannot bring the same good that he brought, let's say, from the Blessed Virgin Mary, who experienced suffering greater than all of the rest of the created order outside of the Godhead, right? The humanity of Christ in the hypostatic union. But Mary suffered greater than all the other created order combined in being at the foot of the cross and experiencing the death of her beloved son. God cannot create that same good in any other way. He can't create that good. Now, again, he could create a whole different created order and so forth, and that's beautiful in the theoretical. But given his disposition, brother, that's the key, Orlando, to create this created order, there is no possible way that God could bring a greater good than what he did with his son dying on the cross. That, my friends, is impossible. Think about that, because we're talking about God dying. That is the greatest evil that is possible. And because of that fact, it brings about, given this created order, the greatest good that is possible. Posit or meditate on that for a while, my friend. That's the reality. And so all of us as Catholics, as Christians, when we're baptized and incorporated into Christ, we experience the divine life of Jesus Christ that he merited on that cross, which is the greatest good that's possible in this created order. So I don't know about you, Chris Check and Cy Kellett. I want to be in that
Amen.
Number.
Amen.
Because we participate in that greatest possible good given this created order.
Thanks,
Does that
Orlando.
Make sense?
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Orlando. Maybe we could talk again sometime about that.
But we got to raise a little funds right now. We're coming into the last minutes of our first 2 hours of Pledge Drive. We come to you just 6 hours every 3 months. And of those 6 hours, we only try to use a few minutes while we let Tim and Jimmy and Joe and Carlo and Trent answer questions. Right now, we've got 15 lines open. We've got 20 minutes in the hour, and we're probably about $10,000 to $12,000, $12,000 away from where we would like to be. We don't have a hard goal this hour, but we know where we need to be on track, to be fully funded by the end of this. And would be great to do about $12,000 in the next 20 minutes.
Si, that is a very doable number. In fact, one person could do that with one phone call. There are 15 lines open right now, my friends, 15 lines open. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Si, we've gotten some marvelous gifts from people.
Well, Margaret in Washington called, and she gave us $10,000.
God bless you,
Margaret. And she paid the fees, God bless her.
Wow.
And she asked us to pray for her deceased husband, Jurgen. We will pray for your husband, Margaret, and we'll ask all of our listeners, especially in appreciation of Margaret's beautiful gift, that pray for her deceased husband. And Jurgen, I suppose, is the way you say it. And perfect time to pray during, maybe remember him when you visit the cemetery this week. Matt in Michigan, he just picked up the phone, gave us $100 and got it doubled. And that also
all
made
gifts are doubled, right?
All gifts $50 or more are doubled. And also, if I don't know if Matt took them, but he was eligible to get the two books, How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone.
10,000 is
why
more than 50,
Catholic.
Right?
Yes.
10, so 000. That's doubled.
Yeah, that one's praise doubled God. Twice. Yeah. John in Texas gave $1,000 plus fees, and he's already a monthly defender. He's already given us a monthly amount. And also one of our existing steward donors gave $1,000 through his gift fund. And it says here, go stewards. So thank you very much for those gifts. $12,000, 18 minutes. Can we raise $12,000 in the next 18 minutes? 888-291-8000.
Folks, we really need you to call right now. And I just have to say, you know, we get callers like our friend Orlando that ask very deep questions. We dive into the problem of evil, the great mysteries of the faith. But you know what? We also tell people that Jesus loves them. And there are so many folks who will talk to us. And I'm thinking of one in particular who happened to be listening to the radio in his car. And he heard those words from us, and it changed his life.
Oh,
just
Tim.
That Jesus loves you. And then, yeah, we get into it a little bit deeper and explain exactly what that means. But there are millions and millions of souls out there who are lonely. They have nowhere to turn, and they need to know the simple truth that Jesus loves them and that Jesus died on the cross for them and has established a church as a mother to care for them as well.
Tim, I was having a beer with a fellow in Pittsburgh, and he was describing to me he was driving his truck, his delivery truck. He was listening to Catholic Answers Live. He'd been away from the church for a considerable amount of time. He listens to the show for about 30 minutes. He pulls over to the side of the road, gets out of his truck, gets down on his knees, and says, thank you, God, I'm coming back.
Wow.
I'm coming back. And of course, Tim, as you said, there are so many stories like this. And every one of you listening, 888-291-8000, you have a similar story, either in your own life, Catholic Answers Live has touched you, or you know someone that it has touched. And this is something also unique about Catholic Answers, Tim, Si. 888-291-8000, 10 lines open. It's this. The people who support us, all of you who support us, you've directly benefited from the work of Catholic Answers. I think it's a great thing to support the local soup kitchen or the Crisis Pregnancy Center like Father Joe's Village here in San Diego with the homeless or something like that. But if you're supporting Father Joe's Village, you're not necessarily a client, right? But everyone who's a supporter of ours has been touched by the work of Tim Staples, by the work of Trent, by Jimmy, by Joe, by Carlo, by Tom Nash, now with us full time.
Just
seven lines open.
Seven lines open.
Come on, keep
Come
calling.
On, let's get down to
888-291-8000.
So, my friends,
yes,
if you would like to see that work continue where souls have conversions of heart every day, my own conversion, right? 888-291-8000. Then please call and support us. And Si, one more thing.
Yes.
I heard you mention defenders and stewards and vineyard partners. These are our various, so defenders are our monthly givers. I mm-hmm. know you probably explained that, but if you support us at any level, $25 a month or more, you become a defender, and there are various benefits that attach to that and secret handshakes and things like that, right?
Are there?
Well, actually, I don't know if there's a secret handshake or not. Seven lines open. Let's get down to six, my friends. 888-291-1000. Vineyard partners, or stewards rather, are the folks who support us between the $1,000 and the $5,000 level annually, and there are benefits that attach to that. And then the vineyard partners, $5,000 or more, and there are other benefits that attach to that. And if you go to Catholic.com to the donate section, it describes the various benefits.
Or call and ask.
Yep.
888-291-8000.
In fact, when you say here seven lines open, 11 lines tied up, those are Catholic Answers staff waiting to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So you're going to talk to someone who is on the full-time staff at Catholic Answers, and you can ask
maybe
them.
Even Jordan, who is with child and drove all the way from Orange County to answer the phones today. You might even talk with her.
Yes.
888-291-8000.
Yeah. Emily Torres, who flew all the way from Charlotte.
I don't know where she lives. Far, far away.
Far away. Charlotte. Is that in the United States?
You know what, Chris? I got to say this, that you guys are bringing so much stuff up in my brain housing group here. But I remember the time, Cy, where a fella called, and I don't even remember the question he asked, but I remembered, and you'll remember this. He said, "Tim, that was a question I have had for 30 years. Was it 30 or 40 years?
It was you and I were here. We were like, oh my gosh.
And you just answered it for me. I cannot believe this. This is the answer."
Yeah.
He goes, thank you.
He's been carrying it around most of his life.
It was like 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
Folks, I mean, we don't even know. That was an anecdotal. This was, we heard a guy, 30 years and thanks be to God, right? But there are thousands upon thousands of people who have those aha moments because you all supported Catholic Answers Live. So, folks, you need to do it right now. We have way too many open lines at 12 right now, so please.
That's 12 opportunities to give, my friends.
888-291-8000, or go CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Tim, I'm reminded of the time when Jimmy was the guest for the day, and the fellow from Istanbul called.
Yeah.
And he wanted to convert from Islam, and he was concerned about the effect that this was going to have on him in terms of his personal safety with respect to his family.
He was dead serious, too.
And Jimmy gave him the most wonderful counsel. So, my friends, it isn't simply the people in Oklahoma or Charlotte, wherever that is, or here in the continental United States, but as you heard today, all over the world. Your gifts are reaching souls all over the world. 888-291-8000. And you're not just reaching them, you are reaching them with the fullness of the truth, with the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, with the grace of his sacraments. That is what we are bringing people to. And you are, by your generosity. 888-291-8000. My friends, we got about 10 minutes
to go
in this hour, and there are 13 lines open. Let's close it.
I have to ask Tim a question that we've had callers asking about, so I'm just going to amalgamate it into one.
Okay.
I hope I used amalgamate correctly. What happened today? Why did the church reject Mary's title of co-redemptrix and mediatrix?
No, the church did not reject anything. And I was just telling the guys here that I'm just diving into this, and I'm going to write something on it because I'm really excited about it. And what the church is doing and has been doing for the last, let's say 2,000 years, is clarifying the essential truths of the faith. And we know, as Lumen Gentium 62 says, that Mary is the cause of our salvation. That is the Second Vatican Council, and that goes back all the way to St. Irenaeus and, of course, back to the angel in Luke's gospel. So, of course, that's true, but the church is clarifying and helping us to understand, what does that mean, she's the cause? Well, she's the secondary cause. She's not the first cause. So there is not just a slight distinction between Jesus and Mary. There is an infinite distinction between Jesus being the one mediator between God and men. He is the only mediator, strictly speaking. And so basically, this is what's being clarified so beautifully in the teachings of the church. Pope Benedict, Pope Francis has really been focusing in on, and Pope Leo is picking up the baton here. So basically, that's what's happening, is the church is being careful with her language. We don't want to use mediatrix of all grace, not because it couldn't be squared with Catholic theology, but what's the best way to communicate Mary's unique role in the body of Christ without confusing her with Christ and the unique dignity that he possesses? And the same thing is what's going on when we talk about co-redemptrix, which is a term, as Pope Benedict XVI said, it's a problematic term. And, you know, Pope Benedict clearly said that the theology behind it is not the problem, it's the language. And we want to use language that does not confuse, but brings people to the fullness of the truth. And we will be talking a lot more about the specifics of this. But I tell you, I am excited to see the church, as always, moving us deeper into the mysteries of the faith, and that's what's happening.
This latest document, Si, is a great example of why this show exists and why it does so well what it does. So you can look at the Reuters headline on this thing, and I don't remember exactly
how. Jesus saved the world, not Mary, says Vatican.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Yeah, so you can look at the Reuters headline and get their version of events, or you can get what I'll call the Catholic Answers version of events, but it isn't even a version of events. All it is reporting clearly what the church has always taught and why she continues to teach it.
Amen.
And that, and our founder, Carl Keating, used to say all the time, and it kind of sounds sort of jarring when you hear it, we teach what the Catholic Church teaches, no more, no less.
Amen.
Right? And it's that no less, right? So we don't add anything to it, but we don't take away from it as well. 888-291-8000, 13 lines open. What do you got? About 5 minutes left in the hour.
We're 3 minutes left on the air, minutes till the top of the hour when we'll be done. We'll keep taking calls as long as people will start calling, but we're $8,000. We're still $8,000 away from where we would like to be, at least $8,000. It may be a little more than $8,000.
So all gifts are doubled.
That's $1,000 a minute between now and the top of the hour.
Let's do
easy.
It.
13 lines open, 888-291-8000. When you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, your pledge there is matched exactly the same as if you had called. And it's formatted for your phone, too, if you text the word Catholic to 24365. It all goes to the same match. But we have 13 colleagues just sitting waiting for calls. Only one on the line, 13 waiting for your calls. Let's have a big push right into the end of the hour now. 888-291-8000.
And you know what, Si? We had that wonderful young lady give us $10,000.
Amen.
Can we get one more here?
Let's get
a $10,000 giver. And maybe we've got $2,000 and some $2,000 givers. And don't you dare stop calling and making those $25 gifts, $25 a month gifts. Amen. That is our bread and butter. Keep calling 888-291-8000. We need everybody.
888-291-8000. My friends, if you want to make a substantial gift to five figures and you would like to send a check, just call and tell whoever you speak to on the phone, please send me an invoice and I'll mail you a check if you don't want to put that amount on your credit card or through Google Pay or whatever it may be. And we'll just be very happy to send you an invoice. 888-291-8000. If you want to make a very, very substantial investment in Catholic Answers and you want to say, hey, is that an efficient operation? Say, I'd like Chris Check to give me a call and I'll talk to you about our audits and our 990 and how extraordinarily efficient we are and how much we get done here with a very, very small staff. 888-291-8000.
6 minutes to go and 5,000 will do it. 5,000 will get us there. So we are well within striking distance. As I said, when we go off the air, people will still continue to answer the phones as long as you will call 888-291-8000. Maybe there's someone who can do that $5,000 gift. But I'll tell you what, enough people call with a $50 gift or a $100 gift or a $1,000 gift, and we add it all up. We can do this if we can fill up those lines.
12 lines open.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just in the last 2 hours is an example of what it means when you give here. We're all around the world. I mean, a call from UK, Oxford in the UK, a call from Mexico, a call from Japan, all with different, very, very different questions.
Yes.
That's what we do, and we need your help to keep doing it. 888-291-8000.
Here's my invitation to anyone listening who's never made a gift. Call and make a gift of $25. Just get started. Do something. 50, 100. If you've never made a gift to Catholic Answers, this is my personal invitation to you. It will be meritorious, and you will help spread the gospel. 888-291-8000. 13 lines open.
And if they keep calling, our people will stay on the phones.
So as long as those phones are ringing, people will pick them up. 888-291-8000. If you're giving after hours, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That'll stay open until we come back here tomorrow. You can also always text the word Catholic to 24365. But as Chris said, if you've never given, perfect time right now. All those lines open. We would love to hear from you. 888-291-8000. Ask them about the gifts. Take advantage of the matches. 888-291-8000.